Hello and welcome back to the Inside Voices podcast. It's me, your host Nathan, and now we're going to be transitioning over to the news. Hello everyone, I'm Madonia and here's the news. First off, we have our ISA competitors who did exceptionally well and deserve a mention. For U16 boys, we have Ayman Senam, Abem Daniel, and Yosef Daniel. For U16 girls, we have two of our very own, Nahomi Tasfai and Amin Zarko, Serena Katama and Rina Ali. For U19 boys, we have Nathan Haile, and finally for U19 girls, we have Nebula Kibrusin. We would also like to congratulate everyone else who participated in ISA. Good job to all of you. Next, we would like to mention Remembrance Day, which we had this past week, and we would like to acknowledge all those who sacrificed themselves in World War I so we could be here today. Gone, but not forgotten. Also, on the 23rd of November, the U16 football team will be traveling to Dubai for the winter tournament. From all of us here on the Inside Voices team, we would like to wish you good luck and hope all of you listening wish them good luck as well. Speaking of football, the World Cup is coming up and don't forget to support a team and attend the lunchtime events hosted by the Interact Club every Friday. Lastly, I would like to remind the Year 11s that mocks are almost here and to keep studying and not stress. And to all the other grades, remember that one day this will be you. So study and focus on your schoolwork. Thank you all for listening. I've been Adonia and remember to use your inside voices. Now we're going to be switching over to the main event, our interview with Haile Gebrselassie, one of the most famous runners in Ethiopia.
Hello, today we're here with Haile Gebrselassie and we're going to be doing an interview asking about his life and who he is and what he does. Thank you so much for agreeing to this interview.
Thank you, Maya.
When and where were you born?
I was born in 1973. That was April 18, 1973. I was born in RC. Aris is the capital city of Asella. It's the capital city of Aris province.
Okay. How did you get into running?
How did I become a runner? When I was 7 years old, if you know the runner called Mirus Iftar, who won 10,000 meters and 5,000 meters Moscow Olympics in 1980, I was only 7. I was dreaming to become like him. I wanted to become like him. I had a chance to compete between schools. By that time, I was 14 years old. And then I represent my school. And I ran 1,500 meters. And I won the race, how I started running.
That was a very amazing story.
Very much.
Thank you for telling us more about yourself. Which race was your favorite from all the races you've done?
You see, I've been running over 25 years around the world. Maybe 30 years all my life. I started the age of 14. I finished when I was 42, 43. You see, among them, I run both national and international over 400 competition.
400?
Yeah, a minimum of 400. Among them, the one in Sydney 2000, my favorite. If you have a chance, you know, to look my my race, the one I ran in 2000, Sydney Olympic, That was my favorite. I won a fraction of a second. That is like 900 of a second, which means not a second. Maybe you don't believe it, between me and the Kenyan athlete called Paul Tergat. We were very, like, I won from him, you know, just like with neck. And that was a very, very special one. Still, it's my best. And I mean, not only the best one, but a very, very special one.
And you've won a majority of them. You've broken 27 world records and yes. 61 Ethiopian national records.
Records, exactly.
And how were you able to do this? How did you outshine all your other competitors?
My, you see, in athletics, always, if you ask Haile Gebrselassie, my top priority, or you know, just what I focus, this is three things. Number one, my commitment, my goal. Two, my discipline. Three, my hard work. And every time when I do something, what I need to focus on, myself, means what do I need to do? What kind of training I have to do, you know, just for this, the coming race, the coming competition. Do I need, you know, just a speed work? Do I need, you know, hard work, strength, everything? You see, sound, it looks easy, but it's very hard. I sweat. My training is between life and death. I always focus on training. Focus on, my worry is not the competition. My worry always my training. My training must be no matter what. For example, if I start running and training, and in between, for example, it's raining, you cannot stop. Sometimes pain, injury, stomach, whatever, you cannot stop it. You have to finish it. My training is always between life and death. I do serious training.
That's very great. When you got into business, how did your experience as a runner help you?
You see, when we think about running and business, you see, both, they have a similarity and a different. What is the similarity between running and a business? You see, both need to be number one. Business also, I want to be the best. I want to be not just, I have to attract my business, attract more customer. As the same, in running, I want to be number one. When I become a number one, everybody wants to have me. You see, that's the similarity. Of course, running is something. When you run, maybe you work, you involve with few people. The coach, the physiotherapist, the manager, not so much people. But a business, you have to work, you have to deal with many people. For me, thanks to running, I don't want to lose. I want to be, you know, just the best. That's why in business, I switch my running style, my running mentality into business. Of course, thanks to my athletics, I had a chance to travel around the world to see what's happening in Europe, America, Asia. And I always, when I travel, always I'm asking myself, I wish to have this in Ethiopia. I wish to have, you know, this building in Ethiopia. I wish to have, you know, this business, this kind of things in Ethiopia. That's why I become a businessman. That wish to do here in Ethiopia. That's the only thing what I've done.
We have seen your life as a runner, and we've seen your life as a businessman, and we can say that both are very extraordinary. But now we want to know more about your personal life. When were you married? So when did you get married to your lovely wife?
Oh, my lovely wife. Thank you very much, Maya. I married, the marriage was 1986, right after Atlanta Olympic. And we were, as a girlfriend and boyfriend for 3 years before that. And I always to promise her, I married you when I win at Olympic. And she asked me, if you don't marry me, if you don't win Olympics, you don't marry me? Kind of question. Don't worry, we wait another 4 years. Because Olympics always every 4 years. And in 1996, after I won Atlanta Olympic, and as I promised, our engagement was in airport. Right after I arrived, if you have a chance to see the entrance film, you can see our engagement in the airport. That's what happened.
This is a very romantic story.
Yes, it was.
Wow, we can see you've excelled in every aspect of your life. And we've seen that your children have followed in your footsteps to try to achieve greatness as you have before them. So for your youngest son and all the three daughters before him, what made you choose Sanford School as the school for them?
One thing what I want to tell you, just I don't want to push my kids just to become a runner, but let them become successful in their, what they want to be. For example, my son, he tried to play football, basketball, and so other things. I don't care what he wanted to be. But what is important to be successful in his what he wants,
his career path?
Exactly. At the moment, as you know, here in Addis, student, they really, I'm so proud, just what they're having, the confidence, thanks to their school, especially their Sanford. One of the best things to teach our kids to build their confidence. They really, really very good with that. If you look just my background, I was born in the countryside. I'm too shy, just to have a communication with the people, not only with the people, especially with the adult. But if you are in Sanford, it's different. The confidence what they have is really the best.
Well, we've seen your experiences. We've heard you talk about your life, your personal life, your life as a runner, as a businessman. And as I have said, you have excelled in everything. And you've been able to be number one in almost everything that you've done. You've also raised 4 amazing children and built a lovely home for yourself. So through all of this, we can see that you have achieved great successes. So what is some advice that you would give students at Sanford for being more like you, being able to excel in what they do?
Really, it's a very good question, Maya. I want to tell you just one thing. In life, the best thing to learn from life itself. What do you mean life itself? You see, as I told you, I become a runner, I become a Haile Gebrselassie from a countryside. If you look at my background, really, really, it's a very hard life. To get everything is not easy. Haile was born a place without electricity, without water. Telephone, impossible to ask. All those things bring me to the life of what I have right now. Those youngsters, nowadays, what they have to know, okay, opportunities, everything is there. Important for these kids? You see, as a kid, you have to have, these 3 important and very useful things. Number one, it's a goal and a commitment. Goal. You have to have a goal. Of course, everyone has a goal. Everyone has a goal. You have your own goal. and your brother or sister and a friend have their own goal. Okay, how to achieve my goal, my wish? What you need first? Discipline. What is discipline means? School, education. Discipline, believe or not, is everything. Discipline, when we talk about discipline, there is a discipline for learning, for studying, for doing things, running, everything. For example, when we talk about discipline, it's about, you know, to give everything. If you have, you know, the best discipline for your studying in school, you have to have, I mean, you have to study, you have to keep following, you know, your teacher, you have to, you see, in running, for example, running discipline, resting, food, training, everything. Even, for example, if there is, you know, just a training program somewhere, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, you have to do 1 hour, 30 minutes in the forest. In between, you know, there is maybe heavy rain. Do you stop it? No. You don't. That is a discipline. You keep running. Heavy rain, no. Maybe sometimes you face a kind of dangerous thingy for your life, but you have to keep it. That's a discipline. Third one is hard work. When we talk about hard work, in your case, hard work means, you know, you study hard, study seriously, to follow. By the way, hard work always comes, you know, just from a discipline. When we talk about discipline, what is important, you know, for your achieving, you know, to become a successful student, successful girl in the future? You see, don't forget to have, you know, those three things. Commitment or goal. Commitment and goal almost the same. Discipline and hard work. That's very important. Don't forget. No matter what, when you want to do something, don't forget the discipline.
Wow, this is very amazing advice.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure many people will learn a lot of things from this interview and all of the knowledge that you have shared with us on not only your life, but also how to improve our own lives. I would like to thank you again for agreeing to do this interview. And this will be the end of our interview of you.
Thank you, Maya.
We have a new segment called Hot Takes. This is where we ask students controversial questions and hear their answers.
Hello, everyone. Today we're here with
Mr. Adrian.
Today is our first Hot Takes. And our first question is, we've seen that a lot of students are starting to wear Crocs. Do you think that they are a hit or miss?
Okay, miss.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Okay. I have two reasons. It doesn't help our lessons of PE. And secondly, how can I put this? I wear flip-flops, if you know what I mean. Not sliders, not because they're not sliders, they're flip-flops. So the ones with the thongs. And I come from a surfing background. So I live near the beach, so I've surfed. So we don't wear Crocs. They look awful. We wear flip-flops with bottle openers underneath as well, because they're really cool.
Recently, a new Black Panther movie came out. We wanted to know your thoughts, Marvel or DC?
I quite like superhero movies. That's a really tough one. I have to say DC.
Why?
Because of my favourite.
Which is?
Batman. I'm a Batman fan, and that's DC. Batman doesn't need Superman. You don't need superpowers when you can just be rich with lots of money and buy lots of cash. But I love it. He's very dark. There's a dark side to the whole Batman story, and that's what I like, is that it's really dark. And the other things just seem to be more friendly for sort of younger generation, should I say. Batman, there's a lot of dark stuff in Batman, and I like that.
I'm here with
Amin.
Okay, so my first question is, what do you think about Crocs? Hit or miss?
I think they're definitely a hit. They're very much cool. Come in different colors, sizes, gibbets. They're awesome.
Okay, I fully agree. My second question is, iPhones or Androids?
iPhone for sure. And that's, I'm definitely not being biased because I have an iPhone. It's just all around better, you know? Like, you don't have to put a lot of brain power to use it.
DC or Marvel?
I don't know. I want to see Marvel because of, like, Black Panther. Yeah. But I also want to see DC for Batman. But let's just say Marvel because they have more hits, you know?
I'd like to say one big thank you to Haile Gebrselassie for agreeing to do the interview with us. That's it for today, and see you guys next time.